Good morning.
So sometimes the Bible has stories that are a bit weird. As a matter of fact, there are lots of stories in the Bible that are a little bit strange and hard to understand, which is a good thing because it gives me a job so that I can explain them. If they were all easy to understand, you wouldn't need me. So today we heard one of those weird and strange stories. I don't know if you were listening to the story, the first one that was read. Who can tell me what story I'm talking about? What was the first story that we heard? There was this valley. It was flat. And then what was on top of that valley?
So there was a valley of bones.
There was a valley, and it was not just bones. It was what?
Human bones.
It was dry bones. So it's like in the old days, there was a war. And there was a lot of people that died. And they were not only dead, but they were very dead. I mean, it had been a long time. See, it's a really strange story. And then, this is a vision. This is like something that is happening in the mind of the prophet Ezekiel. God is giving him this vision to teach him something. And then, God makes him stand there, and then God asks him, what do you think? Can these bones come alive again? What do you think? If you are seeing a bunch of bones, do you think that they can live again?
No.
Probably not. Now, what did the prophet say? What did Ezekiel say?
They can be alive in the soul.
Well, what the prophet said was, I don't know, God, only you know. Because he had been a prophet long enough that he had seen God do things that were impossible. And then he was like, wow. So he is like, with you, God, I don't know, because you can do so many things that are amazing, so I don't know. And then God said to him, speak to these bones and tell them to become alive. And then all of a sudden, they start getting together like a jigsaw puzzle, and then they start getting skin around them, but they were still dead. And then God said to him, now call for the Spirit to blow on them. And then he prayed for the Spirit to blow on them, and then there was wind coming from all corners of the earth. They believed that the earth had corners back then. And then the wind was blowing, and then they became alive. And then that was a lesson for him to understand that God has power even to bring life to that which was dead. Now, I know that many of you have had to deal in your life with death. Some of you have seen your grandfather die. Some of you have seen your mother died, and some of you have seen friends that are really close to you die. And it is one of the most painful and sad things that we have to go through. And this story is given to us as a gift to help us to get through those things. Because in the same way that the prophet is standing there and he's so sad and he only sees death, we also are so sad when somebody that we love is no longer with us. But then God asks us, do you think that that person is going to be able to live again? And so, at first we say, nah. And then we say, well, I have seen you do amazing things, God. So I don't know, maybe. And then God says, yes. Yes, my promise is that even after we die, we will live again. So, some of you have heard me say this story, but I'm gonna repeat it because it's important. Have you ever watched somebody when they're sleeping? Yes? And do you see them sometimes dreaming? You see somebody dreaming? No, you have not seen somebody dreaming. Sometimes people like are smiling in their sleep and they're paying. And so in their minds, when they're dreaming in their minds, where are they? Are they lying there in the bed asleep, or are they in their mind somewhere else playing and having fun? Maybe they're in Disney in their mind, dreaming. In their dreams, maybe they are in the playground, maybe they're in the swimming pool. Where do you like to go when you dream? Where are some of your favorite places to go? So the same thing happens when somebody dies. We see them and they're there. But in their minds, they're not there anymore. They're with God and they're happy. And they're so happy that we cannot even imagine it. And so we feel sad and we feel sorry that they're not with us anymore. But then God gives us that gift of the promise that even after we die, we get to live with God. And so we are able to say, okay, so my grandfather, my mother, my They are with God now. And then one day, it will be my turn to be with them. But for now, I will be able to live and to have fun and then know that, that my loved one is already with God and happy, and having fun. So that is the gift that that story gives to us. Remember Ezekiel and the weird story of the dry bones in the valley. Okay? Will you help me bless the children as if you were holding their heads and about to kiss them in the forehead? Gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of children. And we give you thanks for the scriptures and the stories that bring hope and consolation in moments of sadness and difficulty and death. We pray that through these stories, you may be able to ignite the fire of faith in their hearts, that they may be able to receive the consolation and the hope that is from you, that beyond death, you have prepared for us eternal life beyond our understanding. May these children learn to grow in trust and in hope. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.